You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, "Let us not be afraid to help each other. Let us never forget that government is ourselves and not an alien power over us. The ultimate rulers of our democracy are not a president and senators and congressmen and government officials, but the voters of this country." Powerful stuff. Inspiring, even. But what happens when citizens don't exercise their right to vote? According to data from the 2016 election, Texas ranked 47th in voter turnout among states and the District of Columbia. So why is political participation so low in the state? The Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life, in collaboration in part with our partner station KUT Radio in Austin, revealed their Civic Health Index today to help answer that question. Here to shed light on just how engaged Texans are is Susan Nold, director of the Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life, and Jade Jennings, a postdoctoral fellow at the Institute. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
So Jay, I'll start with you. What data did you rely on for this index?
So we had two main sources for the data. Most of the data came from the U.S. Census, the current population survey. That survey takes about 60,000 Americans. And so we had about a subsample of Texans that we relied on for that data. We also, there was a few instances where we actually collected data at the Annette Strauss Institute in a survey that we do called the Texas Media and Society Survey that was more up to date than the data we could get from the current population survey. So we relied on that for just a few of the questions.
So we mentioned Texas ranked 47th in voter turnout in 2016. Susan, did the study come to any conclusions about why turnout was so low?
Well, it's an important question, and I think it's one that we need to have on the front of our minds as Texans. We have a lot of state pride here, and there are areas where we lag behind other states. Maybe that's pride that we don't quite deserve to the degree we might think we do. Voter participation is one of those areas. I think there are some really important takeaways, though, important things for Texans to remember. One of the things that Texas is challenged by is just simply our huge size. We're a vast state with lots of people. So tiny, tiny, even 1% improvement in this area means a whole lot of people are more engaged and participating. So we need to be happy when we have any success, even when that success is small. I think we also need to recognize that Texas is a growing state. So we're so happy to have a booming economy, to have people moving here, to have Texans moving across county lines and mobile. But every time individuals either come to Texas from other states or whether they move within Texas, our processes for political participation require action and require people to be mindful that they must re-register in their new county, get to know a whole new slate of local elected officials and issues in order to be effective participants in democracy. So in some ways, categories of our own success can also be challenges.
That's interesting. So what were their excuses, though? I mean, what were the practical reasons? I was too busy to go vote. What did they say?
So there were two big categories where people said, listed a reason. One was just they're too busy. And so that's something that we actually see year to year as kind of an overall excuse that that people like to give when we ask them these questions. But one that was different from 2012 when we looked back at the numbers, because we were curious, to 2016 was they actually they did not like the candidates or the issues that were presented by the candidates in the campaign. So it was the candidates themselves that were maybe turning away more voters in 2016 than in 2012.
I see. That's interesting. So how else do we gauge civic involvement outside of voting? What are the other variables, like voter registration, or what are we looking at, Susan?
So yeah, one of the most important things about this report is that it sort of gives some definition to some vague concepts like civic engagement being one of them. The way that we define civic engagement is sort of like, think about a three-legged stool. One leg of the stool is political participation. That's voting, contacting elected officials, even just talking about politics with friends and family. The other leg of the stool is philanthropy, community service, volunteering, and donating. And then the final leg of the stool is one that I really think is powerful, which is neighborliness and our social connections. Do we know our neighbors? Do we trust our neighbors? Are we doing favors for our neighbors? So that those three elements together sort of make combine to give us a sense of our overall civic health.
And we're doing pretty poorly on two legs of that stool. But the neighborliness, you know, not so bad in Texas, I understand.
You know, it's interesting. That is the area where we are sort of the middle of the pack of states.
Woohoo!
So in some ways, it's good news. But if you look at the numbers in sort of raw terms, very few of us, either in Texas and outside of Texas, are really doing lots of favors for our neighbors. Our data shows that only 13% of us are doing favors for our neighbors. So while there's partially good news, we're not worse than most other states necessarily, we're still not doing that to the degree we could be.
So I guess the million-dollar question is, how do we get folks more civically engaged, and why does it matter?
It matters because it's a symptom of overall health of our economy, health of our sense of the strengths of our communities certainly translates to accountability in our elected officials and our governments. So it matters for a lot of reasons. I think it correlates with general sense of happiness and belonging within a community. We need to be having this conversation because in part Texas will, this is not something we can just solve and quit caring about.
Right.
We have lots of young people in this state, people coming of age. When they turn 18, they become eligible voters. We have lots of people moving to this state. So as we grow, as we invite more people in, we need to be thinking about how to bring them into our communities, our philanthropic organizations, and our political process.
Susan Nold is director of the Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life, and Jay Jennings is a postdoctoral fellow at the Institute. Thank you both again.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.